This week on Minnesota Native News, a groundbreaking, a grand opening, and a mid-season update. This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Hundreds of people celebrated near the site of last year's homeless encampment in Minneapolis. They were celebrating a Native-led affordable housing project that broke ground over the weekend. Lori Stern reports.
That's the sound of two dozen shovels biting into the dirt to celebrate a milestone. Construction has begun for a 110-unit apartment building that will house low-income and formerly homeless people. The land is owned by Red Lake Nation, which is developing the project just blocks from the Native Cultural Corridor on Franklin Avenue. Sam Strong is secretary of Red Lake Nation.
And, you know, a year and a half from now, we're going to have our drums out here. We're going to be teaching our kids the language. We're going to be helping our people overcome the addiction struggles they're dealing with. And we're going to have a place to call home.
Red Lake is working with partners, including the city of Minneapolis, state and federal officials, to make sure the new permanent housing will serve community needs.
If we weren't doing it, then nothing would happen in this particular arena. When the system is broken, it must be fixed. And so we're working on fixing the system, and this development has really been a huge impetus for not only Red Lakers, but for all Native people to say, wait a second, if we're the most underserved, underrepresentative portion of the population, why are these laws that are meant to protect us hurting us?
The new project is called Mino Bima Diziman, The Good Life. The new units should be ready in 2021.
Native Minnesota and allies also turned out for the grand opening of McGeezy Communications in its new space just off Lake Street near South High School.
Welcome to McGeezy. Enjoy.
The 40-plus-year-old nonprofit trains Native youth to tell their own stories and stories of their communities. The spacious new location features a media studio, an art gallery, and plenty of gathering space.
I'm Kelly Drummer. I'm the president of McGeezy, and we are very pleased to have over 600 people join us. Lieutenant Governor Flanagan, Mayor Fry, and donors and supporters that have been in the community, so very happy to be here.
It's been pretty empty and without students, and so to actually see a lot of people moving through the space is really a reminder of why we're here and why we're doing what we do.
This is Badishi Kwe Means. She started at McGeezy in high school and is now part of the staff.
We have a green jobs program, and we have cultural programs like Sacred Visions. We do homework help and things like that for the community. And we're always working with youth and trying to build that next generation to make sure that, one, they're getting livable wage jobs and that they're educated and that they know how to navigate throughout our community.
Now that we're well into the wild rice season, we thought we'd check in with Jeff Savage, a lifelong harvester and member of the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa.
Now that I'm older, I'm trying to teach my grandchildren how to properly harvest wild rice. So I did go out with my 14-year-old grandson, teaching him this year.
Jeff said they had to go west to find good rice, though. He says so far the harvest hasn't been great on Leech Lake either, but it's okay on White Earth.
So most of our harvesters had to travel a little distance this year to go get some wild rice. As Anishinaabe people, it is our sacred duty and responsibility to go where that food grows on the water and to be caretakers. And then we have these other issues like mining, waste, invasive species that are very serious disruptors. And then we have all of this we have to deal with and still try to keep the wild rice for the future generations. So it's just more than just a food product. It's also a way we identify ourselves.
This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News. Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.